Big event coming up at the Barn on May 17th, 5 o'clock start time. Of course, the Barn's right here, North Highway 83 in McCook, a benefit for Callie Weaver. Tell us a little bit, Haley, on this situation. Callie's had some health concerns, the family going to some different hospitals, doctors trying to get things figured out, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been kind of a rough road. I know the beginning of the school year, Callie had some issues with, like, her eyes, and so they went into a couple of doctors, and they actually found a tumor in her brain. So, and now they've just been back and forth to Omaha trying to figure out what the best route is for them to take, you know, out. Callie just had eye surgery, I think, on the 29th, so she's recovering from that, and they're just trying to figure out what to do, you know, just they're kind of at a loss right now.
And we all kind of know a good idea that the traveling, the expenses for food, for motel, for traveling, Haley, they add up in a hurry, don't they?
Yes, it sure does. Especially going back and forth to Omaha so many times. I mean, goodness. And they've still got their two kids here that go to Southwest, and they're going through track and all sorts of stuff. So I think they're missing out on some sorts of events and just going back and forth. It's just a lot.
Well, it sounds like a lot of friends and family have hooked up and having this this great event at the Barn on Saturday, May 17th. You're going to have a little food, some auction items. Tell us a little bit more about that. It's going to be a great night, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be very fun. We're going to do a free will donation pulled pork dinner. We're having a lot of people donate the food for that. We've gotten a million silent auctions items. We've got gift baskets galore. We've gotten a baby goat actually is going to be donated on the silent auction. And then we are going to have a live auction as well. We've got, I've got a guy making a homemade, like, rolling cutting board. We've got a couple of guns I think we're going to live auction off. So we've just got a lot of really good, the community really pulled through and is donating so many things for the Weavers.
Yeah, hats off to a lot of businesses, families getting together, and that's terrific. The more, the merrier, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We actually also had a guy, his name is Tad Puckett. They run a ranch, a hunting ranch, and it's called Hunters Helping Kids with Cancer. And he, very graciously, they are donating $10,000. And he said that they would match up to $10,000 as well for the Weavers if we could get more donations from the community.
That's tremendous. Boy, that's terrific to hear. And not only the money, they'll match it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just kind of been a wild ride, honestly. When we decided to throw this in, we started in February, and the amount of support we have had from people from Culberson, Trenton, Cambridge, Bartley, Indianola. I mean, we even have people from Curtis calling us. And I actually got a donation from a store in Hastings. They saw our flyer and they said, we want to donate. So they're donating a few things as well.
If folks would like to donate directly to the family, they can do that too, can't they?
Yes, they sure can. If they want to just come to the benefit, come to the benefit and we will have, you can write a check straight to the Weavers. You can put cash. We'll just have an envelope there for them.
And if donations with either a silent or live auctions, can they call you on that if you'd like to donate something to be auctioned off or something like that?
Yep, they can go ahead and get a hold of me. So if they see a flyer, if they want to call me at my phone number, it's 785-656-0249. Give me a call and we'll get your donation lined up.
Any other locations, information, Facebook pages we can kind of direct folks to for more on this?
Yeah, so there is a Facebook page. It's called Rally for Callie. A few people have been sharing it. I know the Midwest by Melanie, she shared it as well. So I know a lot of people follow her on Facebook. You'll see it there. The Hunters Helping Kids with Cancer are actually doing an ad in the paper. They were going to get that started this week. So there's a few places. We've also got flyers in Cambridge, Indianola, and McCook in almost every business, it feels like. So.
Well, you hate for this to happen to anybody, but wow, a second grade kid who's got her whole life ahead of her, you hate to see some like this, but we hope they can get things with the help of doctors and hospitals, things cleared up, and she can have a normal, healthy life like any young girl would love to have.
Yes, that's what the goal is. We're just trying to help them get through this unimaginable situation. I mean, just kind of hit them out of the blue, and we just want them to know that the community is behind them 100% and that they don't have to worry about anything.